following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. And everybody listening across Michigan has a chance to take advantage of an unbelievable huge deal. So just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use that code HUGE when you sign up, and you can bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. And you know what? The last 0-0 tie in the NFL was back in 1943, so this is one of those DraftKings Sportsbook app no-brainer bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. That's promo code HUGE this week on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. When you sign up, use that promo code HUGE. It is a Moneyline Monday, presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app on the Huge Show across Michigan.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? We begin another week of incredible guest opinions and also the only statewide syndicated afternoon sports radio show willing to tell it like it is. And where do we begin on this Monday? The Lions at 0-6, the only winless team in the NFL. A team that has not taken a snap on offense with a lead the entire year. Jeff Risden from the LionsWire.com, part of the USA Today Network and the Detroit Lions podcast. He'll join us coming up for his weekly in-studio Monday appearance. And there's a raging debate right now out of East Lansing and in Ann Arbor. The Michigan-Michigan State game a week from Saturday has been set for a big noon kickoff on Fox. That's advantage Michigan, because they're going to take care of business on Saturday. I know a lot of Michigan State fans are saying, hey, didn't you tweet that there'll be only one undefeated team left in the Big Ten after Michigan at Michigan State? Yeah, I did. And then here come the thousands of trolls, just an army over the Huge Gorge at Huge Show on Twitter. Well, are you taking the Northwestern win for granted? Yes, I am. They're going to win by 3 touchdowns. Case closed. Oh, look at Michigan State. They almost lost at Indiana. They weren't going to lose. I made that call last week. Trust me, Michigan by 3 touchdowns Saturday against Northwestern. And the noon kickoff limits the tailgating, and you got the kids who went to bed at 6 in the morning. They'll be lucky to get up for the game. Now, a night game, a lot of you were screaming for it all over Twitter the last couple days when the game time was going to be announced around noon on Monday. They're not doing a night game in Michigan, Michigan State. They can't do that in East Lansing. There won't be a couch left in the city if they win or lose. They're not going to do it in Ann Arbor. Look at how many people are complaining about the start time. Just imagine if your team is undefeated and loses that game and it would have ended at 11 o'clock at night. Not happening. I thought it would be 3:30. Some are saying, well, ESPN College Game Day needed to be there. They don't show up for big noon kickoffs. You're going to get Brady Quinn, who hates Michigan. I hope they put Woodson back on the broadcast. I know they put him in for a segment at Wisconsin. So it's, who is it? It's Matt Leinart, the former USC quarterback, right? Is it Bob Stoops? He's pretty fair to Michigan. So that's, it's big noon. It's at noon. That's advantage Michigan. Noon games don't have the same rowdy feel that later in the day games do. Part of that is the tailgate that just liquors up both fan bases. I don't know, what are they opening up for tailgating? I know they switched the rules because of COVID. Is it like 3 hours now or 4 hours before games? You were down there, Superfly, for the Nebraska game, weren't you? They start tailgating like 5 hours, you thought it was? So maybe it's 6 a.m., right? 7 a.m. I think, you know, my first thought when I saw Chris Ballas from the Wolverine.com tweet that out, I said, advantage Michigan. It just, at 12, it's noon. That student section, what are they going to do? Sleep on the benches in the stadium? Remember when you were in college? You didn't get up before noon. You didn't get home before 7. On a Friday night in a college town with the hype of undefeated Michigan versus undefeated Michigan State. And I don't want to hear from all of you going, no, they still have one more game to play. Ooh, they could lose to Northwestern. Northwestern beat Rutgers and scored more than Michigan did. Oh, you people. And the complaining about a noon start. Oh, it should have been a night game. You will never have Michigan-Michigan State as a night game. You won't. There's too many knuckleheads. There are. I'm telling you, it's not the adults. It's the college kids. Who am I right now? The guy on the lawn with my shorts pulled up to my man boobs? And I'm spraying my lawn. Get out here, you kids. You troublemakers. You're lucky to play in the game at all. Noon start, that's good for me. I don't need all of you getting all the way out to Okemos and tearing up the rich people's lawns. You troublemakers. And stop buying 30 packs of Natty Light Apple. The reason it's not a night game, just look at Twitter right now with everybody complaining. What you have to remember is that the networks all have a choice. There's a rotation between ESPN and ABC, their family of Disney Networks, Fox, and they all have FS1 to Big Noon Game. They rotate to ABC to Big Ten Network. There's a process. And that's why Fox had the choice. They want it to be their big noon game and lead into their day of college football. And it's going to be the biggest Michigan-Michigan State football game going in the history of the rivalry. And a noon start, I believe, favors Michigan. It takes away a lot of the home field advantage, and I think that's the angst of the Spartan Nation. They wanted the night game. They wanted it to be a place when Michigan walked in, they had 12 hours of tailgating at their frat, at their sorority, at their apartment complex, in that parking lot, in that $300,000 RV they rent. They wanted that to be the green and white kingdom of doom for Michigan football. Instead, at noon, well, you got to get into the stadium by 11. Who tailgates, who drinks before 10 o'clock outside of me, Skeen, Ballas, and Superfly when we're at the Tullymore Golf Resort? Who does that? Oh, sometimes, if we use Twitter as a barometer for America, which a lot of people do, you are lost. It's noon. It was going to be noon or 3:30. I said that last week. Noon or 3:30. Oh, it needs to be a night game. I know you Michigan State fans wanted the night game. You wanted it. It's been debated before. Now, a 3:30 start late, you would have got into a little turn the lights action towards the end, right? I haven't seen an early Lion that game. I was thinking about that. So I'll Michigan by 3 touchdowns Saturday against Northwestern. I did see the DraftKings Sportsbook app line. Lions are 15.5 point underdogs. They're getting 15.5 points against Stafford. I may never live down the prediction of Goff getting more wins in a Lions uniform than Stafford in a Rams uniform. That, I'll be honest with you, it's one of the most ridiculous predictions ever. I expected more of the coaches. Goff, he had won playoff games, been to a Super Bowl. Come on. And the Lions just have, it's not the curse of Bobby Lane. It's, I believe losing is contagious. In business, little league team, middle school, high school, college, pro, minor leagues, you name it. Losing is contagious. And there's no rah-rah speech. There's nothing that can change it outside of the talent able to overcome it. That's it. So we'll talk about the Lions. Jeff Risden will join us. Extended segment. I've already popped 3 Advil in this first 11 minutes because all the Michigan State fans acting like they've been robbed. Okay, your team was projected to have 4.5 wins on the DraftKings Sportsbook app preseason board. 4.5 wins. They play complete football. I don't know what their weakness is. I don't. So you're a Michigan State fan right now. Nothing against anything D'Antonio did. I get the Rose Bowl. I get the college football playoff where they got hammered by Alabama. But this is unexpected. And you need to enjoy this ride because it's special. And Michigan's unexpected. Yeah, I think I said, what did I say, 8-4 for Michigan? I did call Michigan State 7-5. And Michigan will take care of business against Northwestern. State does get the bye week, which you get re-energized. But they're playing so well, I don't know if that hurts or helps you. And then we're going to get the big noon kickoff on Fox on October 30th. That is awesome. And Michigan-Michigan State week will start with our annual Spartan Wolverine Ryder Cup-like tournament at the beautiful Railside Golf Club in Byron Center with Jimmy Bultima, who's a GM, will do that. A week from today, 3 9-hole Ryder Cup-like events with 2-person teams, and we'll give the listeners a chance to win some on the Huge Show Facebook and Twitter pages throughout this week. I know Superfly is going to play with his dad. Is Hammer and Hank in? Did he say he was in? All right, good. You shook your head. If he said no, we were calling him on air. I'm going to call him out. I'm so excited about that week that I keep forgetting the game's not this Saturday. Because Northwestern is there and some are like, this is the trap game. All right, was Indiana a trap game? No, Indiana has a pretty darn good defense. They do. And we also found out over the weekend that I believe the Big Ten is not as deep as the rankings, 5 teams in the top 10 a week ago. And now you get Michigan State bumping up, Michigan bumping up in the polls. And life is good. Matter of fact, life's pretty good for Michigan across the board. Number 6 in the coaches poll in football. Number 6 preseason in the AP top 25 in hoops. And now the new number 1 team in NCAA D1 hockey. Your Mel Pearson-led Michigan Wolverines. Are you kidding me? That's a trifecta right now in Ann Arbor. Yeah, Michigan is 6 in the AP top 25, 6 in the coaches poll. Ohio State is 5 in both. I don't know why. Who have they beaten? Oh, they played Oregon. They got beat at home. Why is Ohio State 5? They could be there at the end, and I think they do have the best offense in the Big Ten, but why are they 5? Georgia, Cincinnati, Oklahoma, Alabama, Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, Oklahoma State, Michigan State at 9 in the AP top 25. They're at 7 in the coaches poll. on Juwan Howard and the Wolverines. A low number at 6 in the college basketball AP preseason top 25. State isn't ranked preseason in the top 25 for the first time since 2012. I saw the tweet from Kyle Austin from MLive.com. First time since 2012 and only the second time since 1998. Wow. That says something about what Izzo's done. Izzo, by the way, will join me Wednesday, 3:05, talk about the upcoming season. Yeah, Michigan preseason 6. Izzo will use that as ammo with his team that nobody respects you. And he'll get a lot out of it. He will. That's Tom Izzo. And Juwan Howard with Dickinson coming back, Big D in the middle. They're preseason 6. Them and Purdue picked to win it all. Everything's great in sports right now. Pistons are going to start up on Wednesday. Wings are off to a nice start with the win over Vancouver. They're chippy. They're fighting a lot. They're getting suspended. They're getting thrown out of games. I love it. That's hockey. Outside of your Detroit Lions, golf was brutal yesterday. Worst half of football in the first half I've ever seen from a Lions QB. Now, the question is, I'm losing faith in Dan Campbell and his staff. I think defensively, Aaron Glenn has stepped it up, but offensively, see, this is Dan Campbell. He's a former tight end. He needs to wrap his arms around Anthony Lynn. Tell Goff, this is what you have to do before you lose your job. And also, this is what we need to do as a team offensively. Because that was supposed to be the strength of this team. All of you talking about a rebuild, are you kidding me? They had a quarterback who had won a couple of playoff games. 2 he started. 1 he came in just last year. Been to a Super Bowl. You had a top 15 offensive line. I know you lost Ragnow and Decker's out. Decker may come back this week. You have a Pro Bowl tight end in Hockenson, Swift and Williams. Swift, I think, is leading the league and catches out of the backfield. And you go with that dog wide receiver core. That's on the coaches. That's on Brad Holmes, the GM. I see a lot of Patricia on the sidelines when I'm looking at Campbell. I really do. And the coach speak afterwards, well, we need to. No. You had all week, we need to. You've had 6 games, we need to. You are the only winless team in the National Football League. The Jacksonville Jaguars found a way to beat lowly Miami in London. I don't want to hear after the fact what we need to do. Fix it. And I get you got a 6-year deal. I understand Stafford was traded, so there's a little extra time in here. But anybody thinking this team can go 0-17, which the poll is up at Huge Show on Twitter, the Lions Nation is split right now. Simple question, will this team go 0-17? If you think a 1-16 season or 0-17 is going to put any faith in this coaching staff or front office, you're crazy. They have got to find a way to finish strong in the last 11 games. And all of you keep telling me, well, they don't have talent. They don't have talent. What about the injuries? No, they were bad to start the season against the Niners when they were just missing Decker, basically. They were bad. And these same excuses you're throwing out remind me of what I heard almost every day during the Patricia Quinn era. And I don't want to hear it. I don't. It's the NFL.
Oh, they need time. Can we get some time? Oh, time out. That's right. We're taking a time out, and we're going to come back in 2 years. And what we're going to do is we're going to go 1-16. Then we'll go 5-11, and you'll talk about how we've improved by 4 wins. And then the following year, we'll go 8-8. And just 2 years before, oh, we were 1-16. We're good again.
That's our life, or lives plural, as Lions fans. They hit rock bottom, and then they sell you that things are better. No, Dan Campbell, you have to show us that you're worthy of being a head coach in the NFL. Not with your sound bites, not with munching on kneecaps, not with racing helmets or anything. in-game strategy. You went and kicked a field goal. So you won't kick the field goal against the Bears when you're down 10, but you'll kick a field goal when you're down 27-0. That is inexperience.
Oh, you want to avoid the shutout.
So you're the guy with footballs as big as 10,000 lakes in Minnesota and went for the two last week, but now you're going to kick a field goal so your team's not hurting being shut out. I'm starting to see Patricia and Campbell. I'm not calling for anybody to be fired. I expected the ability, and my expectations obviously were way out of whack. Some are saying I should go into prediction rehab because of this. That I should go away for 30 days in prediction rehab. And it's basically like a 7-step program. Denial, anger, why'd you do that? Don't do it again. How'd you last 30 years in this business? Oh, man. And then they get Stafford at 0-6 as the only winless team. Talk about the storyline they didn't want going into the game Sunday against the Rams. Jeff Risden from the LionsWire.com, part of the USA Today Network, and the Detroit Lions podcast that you can find on YouTube and wherever you download podcasts. He'll join us in studio later. We'll go deep and break it down. Everything Lions. The Bengals game and look ahead to the Rams game on Sunday. You could answer the question at Huge Show on Twitter that we'll do on air. Do you think the Lions will go 0-17? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also opt in on the Huge text chain where you can text us anytime you want to. Just text the word HUGE to 21,000. So our question for the audience, do you think the Lions will go 0-17? You can answer it on air or also add Huge Show on Twitter. To the callers online, stick around. Michigan will hear you next.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for my good friend Tom Rosenbach. Now, he's a managing partner at Bean Garter. They are one of America's leading tax, accounting, audit, and business service companies. Now, they're based in downtown Grand Rapids on the west side of the state. They service all of West Michigan, all of Michigan, and coast to coast. And Bean Garter has been strengthening local and statewide and national businesses since 1949. How? They talk to you about your business's ambitions. positions. They share the responsibility of achieving those goals, and Bean Carter will over-deliver. They'll give you options. They act with integrity, and they keep their word. That's the Bean Carter approach, and that's how Bean Carter has earned the trust of the business community for almost 70 years. So grow with Bean Carter. Find out more at BeanGarter.com. That is BeanGarter.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Moneyline Monday, originating from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store Studio. They are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store, Auto Value Service Center, will stay right here in Michigan. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. I told you when we started the show that the Michigan-Michigan State game is set for a noon kickoff on Fox Saturday, October 30th from the Woodshed Spartan Stadium. Spartans get the bye week. Jim Comperoni, SpartanMag.com. The MSU insider is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Comp?
Hey, Bill. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
All right. We'll get to the Michigan-Michigan State kickoff time in a moment, but the Spartans, I thought another four quarters of playing solid football, and they found a way to win on the road at IU.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Solid football, made a few mistakes, but did not make the critical error to put them behind the eight ball and possibly get knocked off. Indiana, coming off a bye week, played pretty well. You got the sense that Indiana was circling the wagons and trying to change the course of their season, came out physical and spirited. But I thought Michigan State was a tougher team in the fourth quarter. And not a pretty victory, but in the second half, Michigan State outgained them 184 to 105, holding Indiana to 105 yards in the second half. Good job by the Michigan State defense. It's not a great Michigan State team, but it's been a team that's been good enough to be better than the opponent seven straight weeks, which is difficult to do in and of itself.
Yeah, for the opening win on that Friday night in Evanston, I'm really impressed with the coaching staff, top to bottom, that they seem to be maximizing their talent.
Yeah, and there have been some mistakes, and they're working through those as well. And they've won in different ways. You know, they've won with explosive offense against Northwestern, explosive offense against Rutgers sporadically, explosive offense against the Western Kentucky team that you had to score against in order to defeat them. You know, they stole a victory against Nebraska with special teams, but also in that game, Michigan State avoided the major mistake. You avoid major mistakes, you play good special teams, you make a couple 50-yard field goals, you get a pick six on defense, and you can be difficult to beat. So they've maximized their talent in a lot of ways, and in some ways they are improving. That defensive backfield of Michigan State is improving as the transfer cornerbacks continue to improve. You saw some pass breakups at the corner position last weekend that was instrumental in the defense holding Indiana to 15 points.
So I mentioned the bye week coming into our conversation. Two full weeks to prepare for Michigan, a home game in East Lansing, the noon kickoff that I mentioned. From what you've seen of Michigan, compared to what you witnessed from Michigan State, where do the Spartans have the edge right now?
You know, it's interesting because it goes up and down. You look at quarterback play, and Michigan State's been pretty steady. Michigan has had some good moments at quarterback. I'll have to go back and look at the Rutgers game a little more closely and the Nebraska game to see how McNamara, how he did when the game was tight. I'm not sure he was at his best in those moments. Michigan's offensive line has been very good at times. Michigan State's defensive line has been a surprise. They've been key in Michigan State being among the leaders in sacks, but defensive tackle play has been really good for Michigan State. So that matchup inside is going to be excellent. You know, Michigan's always had really good skill position players, but I think Michigan State might have a little more explosiveness there right now, running back and the wide receivers. It's not a huge advantage, but I give them a little edge there. So those things are still being determined as teams make improvements at midseason or try to hold on to things at midseason. Michigan's been very good, very physical. There's no question about that. So the battle of physicality is going to be outstanding in that game. A couple of teams that are flawed, a couple of teams that are not great, but a couple of teams that will have tremendous will and intentions to impose physicality on one another. It's going to be great football.
Jim Comproni, SpartanMag.com, the MSU Insider, joining us on the Meyer guest line. You can follow everything Michigan State around the clock at SpartanMag.com. Noon kickoff, when we got word of that earlier this afternoon, I thought that's a benefit for Michigan, that it's not more of a full day of tailgating and ramping up. Your thoughts on the noon kickoff?
Yeah, you might be right. You know, over at our message board, a lot of Michigan State fans were not happy to hear that news. It doesn't affect me one way or the other. I'm kind of out of touch on that one a little bit. But I think 3:30 does lend itself to just a little bit more of a decibel level during pregame when the bands are out there during the opening moments up till kickoff and the first couple of possessions. I think it is a little more of a raucous atmosphere for a 3:30 game. So I think that probably does help the visitor.
The story out of LSU with Coach O agreeing to a separation buyout at the end of the season. Mel Tucker's name has been connected on every list as possible replacements at LSU. Your thought or thoughts and what you're hearing from behind the green and white doors there in East Lansing, is Mel Tucker a legitimate candidate to be the next head coach at LSU?
Yeah, I think he'd be a candidate. I could see why LSU would go after him. If I were LSU, I would be interested in him. He coached there for 1 year back in 2000, Nick Saban's first year there. Interestingly, Mark D'Antonio went down there and brought him up to be his secondary coach at Ohio State when Tressel was hired at Ohio State in 2001. So D'Antonio was defensive coordinator, and he hired Tucker to be a DB's coach in 2001. So he spent 1 year at LSU. That's a long time ago. He's had success in the SEC since then. Assistant coach at Alabama, 1 year as defensive coordinator, maybe 2 years as defensive coordinator at Georgia. So he knows what it's like down there. And I can, you know, with the job he's doing at Michigan State right now, you can see why he would be a candidate. You know, the last time LSU had an opening, they went after Herman really hard, the offensive coordinator at Ohio State. He turned down LSU to take the head coaching job at Texas, and they ended up going with Orgeron, and they won a national championship with Orgeron, but they kind of got stuck with Orgeron in a game of musical chairs there. You look at Auburn when they fired Gus Malzahn. It's not like there's a long list of great candidates for these jobs. As much power as the SEC schools have, there's just a churn rate of head coaches. I mean, Auburn had to go out and hire the head coach at Boise State, which he's done a pretty good job at Auburn, but it wasn't really that well received down there initially. So there's not a deep cast of candidates, and it makes sense that Mel Tucker would be, his name would be in there with the job he's doing at Michigan State. Mel Tucker is a savvy businessman. And one way or another, he's going to get a beefed up contract here coming pretty soon. Similar to when P.J. Fleck had some success initially in Minnesota, they beefed up his contract. Michigan State will have to do that one way or another. But his name is going to be on some lists for the foreseeable future.
Jim Comproni, SmartMag.com. You can follow everything Michigan State leading up to the big game October 30th at the Woodshed in East Lansing at SpartanMag.com. Comp, we'll talk later in the week.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
All right, Jim Comproni talking Michigan State football, the noon kickoff on October 30th. And Mel Tucker, yeah, I said it last week, there aren't a lot of candidates for any openings, college or NFL right now. Any NFL openings that come up, Mel Tucker's at the top of the list. Look what he's done in less than 2 years at Michigan State. You kidding me? And LSU can pay him $7-8 million a year. Question is, will Michigan State match it? I think they have the money to do it, and I believe they will do it because he's moving fast, and he combines something that I've never seen, and nothing against the resume of D'Antonio. There's something unique and special about Tucker, and Michigan State will need to pay to keep him from going to Baton Rouge. You want to join in? Huge question of the day. Will the Lions go 0-17? Now, that's posted at Huge Show on Twitter. You can answer it on air at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE.
Everything Huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 money line wager on either Buffalo or Tennessee, and if either team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions right there at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code SHEPBET200 to win $200 in free bets. If either Buffalo or Tennessee scores a touchdown, you're a winner. Nothing beats a W at BetMGM. This is a new customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan for the one close to you. And to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement, Saguenay Eagles Landing. We're winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here, waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
Huge cheer for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So I know along the Huge Radio Network, we have a lot of people that live within driving distance to get an 18 in at Tullymore or St. Ives, maybe 36 in one day. Or if you want to do an overnight, weekend, or week stay and play package, you can book that tee time or book that stay and play package right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. They have everything you need, great food, the beverages, the accommodations, from a twosome to maybe a big business or wedding party getting up there to celebrate. And speaking of weddings, they do receptions, they do business events, outings, and more. Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com. They're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan on a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download it. Use the promo code HUGE when you sign up tonight. You could bet a buck on the Bills-Titans game. And if either team scores, you win $100 in free bets instantly. No strings attached. Just bet a buck. Either team scores, you're a winner. They call it a no-brainer bet on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use that promo code HUGE when you sign up. And you could be a winner tonight. And the odds are pretty good. Also, DraftKings customers can get some skin in the game with new same-game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up. Bet that $1 on any NFL game, including the Titans and the Bills tonight, and win $100 in free bets instantly. If either team scores a point, that's promo code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. Let's go to Dwayne in Bay City, listening on 100.9 FM, which you can hear Midland, Bay City, Saginaw, and in the Bay region. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, what's up, Big D? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Back at you, Big D.
Hey, I want to talk about Detroit. Okay, Bill, I'm just going to say this, because I always feel like it's going to be that one game where somebody just feels sorry for them. I'm going to say 1-16, and you know what? I'm going to stop buying into the hype when the Lions get a new coach that's talking good and wanting to bite kneecap. I think an opposing team with Don Zimmer at the helm at quarterback could beat Detroit right now. But I don't feel confident with the Lions. I'm going to give them 1-16, Bill. And I'm so happy that to take our minds off of the Lions, we got Michigan State and Michigan both ranked 9th and 6th in college football. So that alleviates the pain of us hurt and down Detroit Lions fans, Bill. Thank you for putting me on, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, Dwayne and Bay City, listening on our longtime affiliate, 100.9 FM. Our huge question of the day, easiest way to answer it is at Huge Show. We have the poll up. Will the Lions go 0-17? That's at Huge Show on Twitter. You can vote there or on air. We'll try and fit in people around all of our guests at 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Put that in your phone. Graham Couch, opinion maker from the Lansing State Journal, will join us in our next segment about the noon kickoff. He had an opinion on that. He posted on his Twitter feed. Michigan State, big noon game, noon kickoff, October 30th at Spartan Stadium in East Lansing. I think a little less home field advantage for the Spartans with that noon kickoff, and the Spartan Nation is irate about it. And then Jeff Risden from the LionsWire.com, part of the USA Today network. He also is one of the co-hosts on the Detroit Lions podcast you can see on YouTube. He'll join us for a few segments, and we'll break down that god-awful game yesterday, loss at home, no fans in the stands to start and end. People aren't buying it, man. And I hope the Ford family understands you don't have 3-4 more years to experiment. You don't. You will start. The empty seats will be there. Trust me. They will be there long-term this year and in the next year. If this team is 1-16, like Dwayne said, or the possibility of 0-17, where the people are split right now in that poll at Huge Show on Twitter, you as a staff, Holmes in the front office, you won't be able to convince anybody that next year will be any better. You won't. And I don't care if you have the overall number one pick and everybody gets hyped for a month, you know, maybe the combine and through, what, end of April? Yeah, I'm done celebrating the draft with the Lions. Give me a 500 team that has something to build on that could be a playoff team the following year. That's what I'm looking for. I didn't know NFL coaching staffs and front offices now get 5 or 6 years to kind of come up with a plan. Let's go to Rich in Sparta, listening on 96.1 The Game. You're on the Huge Radio Network.
Hi, Huge. Rich, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Welcome to the show. What's on your mind, my friend?
Hey, first of all, great job on what you do. I really appreciate listening to you for a long time. My opinion is the Lions are going to win one game. We still have a home game against Minnesota, Chicago, or Green Bay. I think we played, minus the Green Bay, I think we played Chicago and Minnesota pretty close. We'll be playing at home in Ford Field where we'll have the fans there to help us, I'd well imagine. And just a little, if I could, I'm going to hang up and listen to you on the radio. But if I could, it seems like these coaches that are leaving to go to the SEC now, and, you know, it seems like they got to win or they got to leave, you know. I think Tucker would be smart to stay in Michigan State and just build the program there, in my opinion. Unfortunately, lost Saban many, many years ago, and he seems to be the only one to stick around. But thanks, Hughes. Appreciate what you do.
Yeah, but also remember, look at the path of Saban, how that worked out for him. All right? Look at that. That's something to look at. And the SEC and the name, image, likeness money, State has a nice setup. I think State will have the money to keep Tucker around. 24/7, all the interviews, all the podcasts, everything you need. You can listen on your schedule and check it out when you want to at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.